You are listening to A True Gospel Perspective from our pastor, the Pastor Charles D. Twyman. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
We invite your attention to the sixth chapter of the book of Isaiah. It would be beneficial for you to read the entire sixth chapter, but for the sake of our text, I just want to really lift just the first verse of the sixth chapter, where it reads, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple." I want to talk about a total eclipse of the sun. Now, if you're writing this down, sun is spelled S-O-N. A total eclipse of the sun. It appears that the people of the United States have come down with eclipse fever. Since it has been aired on television and news broadcast that on tomorrow, August the 21st, 2017, a solar eclipse will cover the entire country from coast to coast, from Oregon to South Carolina. This is the first eclipse since 1979 and the first total eclipse since 1918. And the next is scheduled, as they predict, will be in the year 2024. But people have become frenzied about this eclipse for some reason. This astronomical phenomenon is prompting viewing parties all over the country, schools closings, and people are filling up hotels, and hotels have tripled their prices. Campgrounds are being filled, backyards along the path, and houses are being rented as people are causing traffic jams going to the place where they can get a view of the moon eclipsing the sun. That's what an eclipse is, the obscuring of the sun by the moon. It's only going to last, perhaps no longer, not even 10 minutes, and you can only see it with special glasses. And some said you can even look, I heard this morning, you can look through a Ritz cracker. You can look through the little hole of a Ritz cracker, but I dare you not try that. Amen. You have to have special glasses to keep the retina of the eye from burning. And believe me, I just know someone's gonna act a fool and try to look at it, and you'll hear about those who've been blinded by the sun. That's what a total eclipse is. It's a partial eclipse, or it's a total eclipse of obscuring one celestial body by another, or when the moon is between the earth and the sun. When someone or something blocks your view, and something blocks the view of something, obscures the view, and you can't really understand or see it clearly, it's called an eclipse. I believe, when I've listened to this and all the rhetoric about it, that that's exactly what the devil has been trying to do for years. He's been trying to keep us from seeing the Son of God as he really is. There has been an obscuring of the Son of God by even church people. Pastors and preachers have been obscuring the Son of God for years because people are looking at an individual thinking that he's in the body of Christ, and yet still they see him do and say certain things. Amen. This was the problem of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah, the messianic prophet, for he prophesied more about the anointed one of God, the Messiah, than any other prophet. Isaiah being reared in Jerusalem was related to the royal house of Judah. A tradition says he was the cousin of King Uzziah. He lived in Jerusalem and became the court preacher. He was married and had two sons. He was well fitted to become the political religious counselor of the nation, but the experience which prepared him most for his work was the vision of the majestic thrice holy God he sees in the vision here in the sixth chapter. But God has shown him something in the temple. Yes, Uzziah was a great king. It seemed that he was a great king, and everyone looked up to him because he did wonderful things. Uzziah led Judah for 52 years, and he began serving as king when he was but a teenager. Amen. As a matter of fact, Isaiah gives account of him in 2 Chronicles 26 of all of his life summary. But here we see Uzziah, the king, is died. At least he is either dead or he's about to die, because he said it was in the year that King Uzziah died. Whether he was dead or not, we don't know. It was in that calendar year that he died. He said, I saw also the Lord. Now, the problem with a lot of us in reading this is that if you read from any other version other than the King James Version, the also is taken out. They say, I saw the Lord. But the also is there for a reason. The also seems to me, and you mind my theology, I could be wrong, but I believe it says something by him saying, I saw also the Lord. That there was a comparison between the king that he saw and the king he saw high and lifted up. He had been watching the king for a long time. I told you that was his cousin. Amen. He reverenced the king. He respected the king. He exalted the king. Yes, he venerated the king. For 52 years, Uzziah had led Judah in a program of peace and prosperity. It was an era and a time of expansion and achievement. It was unfortunate that the king had rebelled against God's word, and one day he decided that he wanted to burn incense in the temple. King, that's not your job. That's the priestly job. And pride had lifted him up, and it said that when he was lifted up, pride and strong, he thought he would take the priest's place and go in and offer a burnt offering. But you got to stay in your lane, King. You can't do what the priests do. That's why I'm bothered by everybody who wants to be a preacher. You better stay in your lane. Amen. Some of you, I know you feel like God called you, but sometimes God didn't call you. He just woke you up and saved you. Amen. God ain't calling all of these men and women to preach. Amen. You need to stay in your lane. And because the king had drifted out of his lane and wanted to offer up incense into the Lord's house, God struck him with leprosy. So Isaiah saw the fall of the great king. And then the king's son took over from there and reigned. So Isaiah is down. He sees that these people is a wicked people. His eyes are lifted up to the throne of heaven. For he sees the shame of Uzziah, who has now become a leper, and their shame in the shadow of his failure. He sees that even though there's peace in the land right now, it's just a veneer for the wickedness of all of the people of God. And so the Lord wants to lift him up and commission him to do his work and to do his will. And in the sixth chapter, he calls him to worship him, but to see him as he is. Now, I want you to understand that when he sees the Lord, he does not see God the Father. He sees the Messiah, God the Son. For he does not call him Yahweh or Yahweh, Yahweh or Jehovah, but he sees him as Adonai, the Lord, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, high and lifted up, and his train, his gown filled the temple. Yes, he sees that perhaps he had not seen the Lord as he should have seen, because every time he looked for majesty, he looked at King Uzziah. Every time he looked for authority, he looked at King Uzziah. Every time he looked for someone who was respectful, who was in majesty and pomp and splendor, he would look at King Uzziah. But now his view has been obscured of who the King of Kings really is. Brothers and sisters, that's what I'm trying to tell you, that too many people are looking at the President of the United States instead of looking at God. Then don't look at Donald Trump. You need to look at the Lord. Then don't be obscured by what Donald Trump texts or what he says or what he tweets. Brothers and sisters, don't be obscured by all of that, because the real King of Kings and Lord of Lords is still sitting upon the throne. Don't let that obscure you. Don't let that fool you. He's not in charge. God is in charge. But there has been a total eclipse of the Son of God. People are not trying to see God. They're not trying to see the wonderful works that God has done. As he looks upward and he sees this vision in the temple, Isaiah sees the Lord high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. He said, I saw also the Lord. The contrast is there. The contrast between a human king and the King of Kings. He said, I saw also the Lord. I saw him. I saw him. My vision and my view of what majesty and royalty and glory had been obscured, because I was looking at King Uzziah, but now he has failed. And in the year that he died, I saw also the Lord. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you not know Jesus? Have your view of Christ been obscured by something or someone? Amen. You know Jesus, don't you? The foundation of our Christian faith. Do you not know that everything was made by him? Yes, I know the Bible said in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. God the Father, the architect, but the construction was done by Jesus. Oh, yes, it was. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus was the construction manager. Amen. That constructed the world. Didn't you hear what John said? John said all things were made by him. And without him, not anything made was made. Yeah, and then Paul wrote in Colossians, he said, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or power, all things were created by him and for him. Amen. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus, the Messiah. And all things are by him, and all things consist because of him. Amen. Amen. You must understand who Jesus is. You must have a clear view of who Jesus is. If you're not witnessing to other people by Jesus Christ, perhaps you could be obscuring the view of the Lord. Amen, amen. Simply by not doing anything, you could be blocking someone's way from seeing who Jesus is. You might be guilty of spiritual sunscreen. That means S-O-N screen. Amen. Your ways and actions could be keeping somebody away by your own hypocrisy. Or you pretend to be a Christian. You carry a Bible like a Christian. You go to church like a Christian, but they see you when you get out of church. And you could be sunscreen. You could be S-O-N screen for somebody. Or you may be guilty of being a total eclipse of the Son of God. Yes, you could. They cannot see your sacrifice, they will never see his sacrifice. If you don't sacrifice anything, you're greedy, you want everything, they'll never see his love if they can't see your love. You'll never see his giving if they cannot see your giving, his goodness or his grace, because you say that he's yours, but you don't look like you belong to him. You could be guilty of blocking someone from seeing who Jesus really is. Perhaps it's something or someone that's keeping you from seeing the majesty and the glory of the Lord. Could it be your job? Could it be your position? Could it be your friends, your social group? Or because you think you all of that? Could that be what's keeping people from seeing the Lord? Amen. Could it be that your speech betrays you? You praise the Lord in here, but you cuss like everything when you get out of here. It could be how you dress, where you go. Who wants to believe your report that you're a Christian, that you belong to the Lord? Are you a good representative of God, or are you guilty of sun blocking? Blocking the Son of God. You know, there's two kinds of sunblock, two kinds of sunscreen. One is a lotion that keeps you from getting burned by the sun. But the sunblock I'm talking about is not a lotion, but it's getting in the way and interfering and obscuring who Jesus really is. Amen. By you standing before the Lord. Amen. That's the kind of sunblock that can get you messed up, that can keep your children messed up, that keeps everybody messed up around you. And that might be why you're messed up, because someone had blocked the sun from you, blocked Jesus Christ from your life, and you don't really know who he is. You don't see him as the deliverer. You don't see him as the healer. And if you don't believe that God can heal, brother and sister, you will not get healed. Everything is by our faith. Jesus is everything that we need. Just as we need the sun to shine, because we do. We need it for light. We need it for heat. Man has harnessed solar energy from the sun, but we need the son. Amen. Because Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And then he told us that we were the lights of the world. Amen. We are to shine in dark places, and we are to shine when it's dark in people's lives. We are to see a smile upon our face. They're to see joy down in our soul when we witness about the goodness of Jesus Christ and all that he's done for us. They don't know your story, but you need to tell your story to somebody. We'd be guilty of sunblocking, guilty of a total eclipse of the sun. Brothers and sisters, don't be guilty. I told you there's two kinds of sunblock. You see, there's one that can burn of the sun's rays, the other prevent the learn of the sun's ways. I think I ought to say that again. The lotion prevents the burn of the sun's rays. The other prevents the learn of the sun's ways. Psalm 145:17 says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. If you know the ways of the Lord, you ought to do the ways of the Lord, and you ought to demonstrate to others the ways of the Lord. Amen. Don't be blocking the sun. Don't you know who he is? This is who he said he is. Listen, he says, I'm the bread of life. He says, I'm the light of the world. He says, I'm the door to the sheepfold. He says, I'm the good shepherd. He says, I'm the resurrection and the life. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He says, I'm the true vine. And then he said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And guess what? He's everything in between. Amen. He's the Word of God. He's the Son of God, the firstborn from the dead, the beginning of the creation. He is the express image of God. He is Son of Man, the Son of David. He's the last Adam, amen. He's the captain of my salvation. my Savior, my Redeemer, my Deliverer, the author and the finisher of my faith. He's creator of all things. He's mediator. He's prophet. He's the Lamb of God. Amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the good shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. These are the things of which he is, but you cannot block him from being who he is, for he's ever shining in my soul. Jesus, who walked on water, who raised the dead. Jesus, he shines even when others don't shine. But some of us have been guilty of blocking who he is, and we obscure who Jesus Christ really is by this total eclipse of the sun. But he is who he is, and he's coming back. Whenever you block him or not, you can't block him. You can try to block him, but he's coming back. The same one. And while everybody going to be looking up, I hope they keep on looking up, because he's coming back just like he said he would. Amen. You won't need no glasses to see him when he comes if you've been born again. Because Jesus is indeed coming. He said he'd come back before he died upon the cross of Calvary and shed his blood for us. When he died upon the cross and then gave his life for you and me, they took him down and put him in a tomb. He stayed there Friday and all day Saturday. But the book says early Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with all power of heaven and earth in his hand. They took Jesus and put him in a borrowed tomb, and he only needed for a weekend. But early Sunday morning, he rose from the dead, I tell you. And that same Jesus is coming back. So keep on looking up. Don't look at the S-U-N, but look for the S-O-N, because he's coming back to rapture his church away. Brothers and sisters, you got to tell everybody you know that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. High and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And the seraphim went to and fro saying, "Holy, holy, holy." God bless you. Stand to your feet. The door to the church is open.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we hope that it was a blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.